Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to June's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is gratitude. Do you ever wonder how you're supposed to show gratitude if you don't feel it? I think gratitude's kind of tricky. It's one of those things that until you start to show it, you don't actually feel it. The tricky part is, how do you show it if you don't feel it? Do you fake it? I believe we get so busy in our lives, we no longer see what we have as gifts. Instead, we take them for granted. And it is not until we lose them that we remember how much they mean to us. Life becomes routine, and things are just normal. And we falsely believe normal will last forever. As hard as these times can be for some, they are truly a blessing in disguise for others. They force many of us to realize that there are no guarantees, and things are really only as they are for the moment. When we realize things in life and life itself is temporary, we no longer take it for granted and we feel grateful. So if you like who and what is in your life right now, right this moment, take a moment to feel grateful right now. And when you have a second, go grab a pen and a paper or your iPad or whatever it is you prefer to write with. Go ahead. I'll wait for you. Are you back? Okay. Wherever you are seated right now, right this moment, while you're listening to me on this pod, just look. Look all around you. Take a moment to digest it longer. What do you see? What do you really see? If tomorrow all that you see was no longer, who and what would you miss? Me? I would miss the ducks I see outside my home office window that come waddling up our driveway every day. I'd miss the trees and the birds singing so loud it sounds like a bird convention, and the deafening sounds of frogs croaking in the marsh behind our house. I would miss the sunlight pouring through the windows to greet me as I wake. I'd miss my house with its zen environment, and my critters Gus and Zoe. But most of all, I would miss my favorite person in the world, my husband Steve. I'm going to take a moment right now and stop and give a big amen to God for all that is good and great. Amen. And I invite you to do so as well if you feel inclined. How funny, when we push the noise aside, how easy it is to be embraced with gratitude for all our blessings. How clear it all becomes. Colors are more vibrant, sounds are more musical, smells are sweeter, relationships have become precious, and everything comes alive. Or is it really just the same as it was before? Only now we see it. Melody Beattie said, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It turns problems into gifts, failures into success, the unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So I ask you to stop the noise and take a moment each day to look and see, really see, all the temporary gifts you've received, including life, and be grateful. This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome June. Today is a great day to show your shine.